That's right, time to jump through our time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leap through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day, today being the 5th of October. Just what's gone on this day in history. On today's date, in the year 610, Heraclius arrived in Constantinople as part of a plan to overthrow the Byzantine Emperor Phocas, who himself had overthrown the previous emperor, Emperor Maurice, 6 years earlier. Job security of an Australian Prime Minister, some of these ancient emperors, although they usually managed to stick around, well, a little bit longer. Following the defection of the Imperial Guard, Heraclius entered the city with little resistance, beheaded Phocas, and went on to rule for the next 31 years. Today's date in 816, King Louis the Pious was crowned Emperor of the Holy Roman Empire by Pope Stephen IV. Because of the implementation of the Gregorian calendar, October 5th was cancelled in Italy, Poland, Portugal and Spain in 1582. Just did not happen and everyone got on with October 6th instead. 1607, assassins sent by Pope Paul V attempted to kill Venetian statesman and scientist Paolo Sarpi, a proponent of the separation of church and state and freedom of the press. Sarpi was stabbed 15 times with a stiletto and left for dead, but he recovered and spent the rest of his life still in service to the state. Good thing they didn't make it 16 stiletto stabs. As part of the French Revolution, on October 5th in 1789, the women of Paris marched to Versailles to confront Louis XVI of France about his refusal to promulgate the decrees on the abolition of feudalism, demand bread, and have the king and his court moved to Paris. The Indian city of Calcutta was almost totally destroyed by a cyclone on today's date in 1864. 60,000 people died. 1892, the Australian Cricket Council announced an intercolonial cricket competition to be known as the Sheffield Shield. 1903, Samuel Griffin was appointed the first Chief Justice of Australia on October 5th. 1905, Wilbur Wright of the famous Wright Brothers piloted Wright Flyer No. 3 in a flight of 24 miles in 39 minutes, a world record that stood until 1908. 1962, Dr. No, the first in the James Bond film series, was released on October 5th. 1982, Johnson & Johnson initiated a nationwide product recall in the United States for all of its products in the Tylenol brand after several bottles in Chicago were found to have been laced with cyanide, which had resulted in 7 deaths. And finally, after 150 years, on October 5th in 1990, the Herald Broadsheet newspaper in Melbourne was published for the last time as a separate newspaper. Some famous birthdays for us as well this morning. Larry Fine of the Three Stooges, born today in 1902. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan is 66. Author Clive Barker, also 66 this morning. Guy Pearce is 51. Kate Winslet is 43. Jesse Eisenberg is 35. And famed RuPaul contestant drag queen Ivy Winters is 31 today. Happy birthday, Ivy. And some musos for us as well this morning. Fast Eddie Clark, born in 1950 today. Brian Johnson, lead singer of Akadaka, is 71. Bob Geldof is 67. Dave Dederov, President of the United States, is 55. James Valentine of Maroon 5, 40. Betty Who is 27. Some absolutely tremendous artists today. It was really hard to choose, but going out on this one. This track from Steve Miller of none other than the Steve Miller Band. He's 75 this morning. The man behind a lot of 70s classic rock staples, including this one, from the band's four-time platinum-selling 1976 album Fly Like an Eagle. The title track taking us out on this day in history for 2SER 107.3. Thank you.
Thank you.